Hello, this is Gerald Crispin with Thought for the Day from the Bible. Today we're looking at the Psalms and at Psalm 93. Here is Psalm 93. The Lord reigns, he is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and is armed with strength. The world is firmly established, it cannot be moved. Your throne was established long ago. You are from all eternity. The seas have lifted up, O Lord, the seas have lifted up their voice. The seas have lifted up their pounding waves. Mightier than the thunder of the great waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. Your statutes stand firm. Holiness adorns your house for endless days, O Lord. Psalm 93, the character of God. Verses 1 to 2. This short psalm has much to teach us. We start with some basic but very important truths about God. Think about what we learn about God. First, he reigns. He is sovereign. He is king. Whether thinking about his creation or salvation, God is in control. He is majestic as king. He is the only ruler who can always and without any reservation be properly called Your Majesty. He is strong. In fact, he is almighty. He is both the creator and sustainer of the world as well as the rest of his universal creation. Colossians 1 verses 16 to 17 says that by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is eternal and without start or finish. Eternity comes under his sovereign and majestic control. That is why with our time-limited minds we find it hard to grasp that what God does in eternity is for eternity, although on earth it may have a historical date when it becomes a reality. Jesus died as the Lamb of God, who was sacrificed, bearing and being punished for our sins. If you turn from sin and trust in Jesus, he saves you from the eternal punishment of hell and gives you his eternal blessings of heaven. He gives you eternal life now. Jesus is the Lamb that was slain from the creation of the world, even though he died for us at a point in time, on the cross at Calvary in Jerusalem. Revelation 13:8. Also, if at a point in time you trusted Jesus as Saviour to give you eternal life, you read that he chose you in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. Ephesians 1:4. Verses 3-4. He is almighty over nature. The sea can be very agitated, angry, and terrifying. Have you been in a storm at sea, facing mighty waves like mobile mountains and valleys? Our mighty Lord on high is even mightier than the sea's thunder and breakers. He is Lord over it. Verse 5a. In all this mind-boggling power and majesty, God's word, statutes, as in Psalm 119, stands firm. His word reflects his character and describes it perfectly. Verse 5b. We read, Holiness adorns your house for endless days, O Lord. God is pure and holy. He hates sin, and so must punish sin, and never allow it in heaven, to ruin heaven as it ruins earth. The Holy Spirit shows me my sin. He leads me to trust Jesus, and then enters my heart. God wants me to be and live as a holy person. Are you holy? Do you live in a holy way? God bless you.